This is Twit.
Stadia, which we covered the event yesterday at the Google spoke at the Gamers Developers Conference, GDC, Game Developers Conference, and announced their streaming gaming service. Well, announced is a big word for what they did because they left out a few critical elements like time it will be released sometime this year, cost, we don't know. Nor do we know what games will be on it, except it looks like there might be a version of Doom. However, there were a lot of interesting technical features, and I think for GDC, that's probably why they were talking about it there. They want to get developers on board. We talked a little bit about Microsoft has a similar streaming plan for next year, and we were talking about it on Windows Weekly today, and really Microsoft is in a much better position from a gamer's point of view. Already they have a reputation because of the Xbox as a gaming company, but also they have a ton of titles. Google doesn't own any gaming titles. They're going to start a Google Studio. And so it's unclear what games you'll be able to play. On the other hand, the idea that you could play a high-quality, you know, AAA title perhaps on your Chromebook, on your Android phone, and best of all, on a Chromecast Ultra hooked up to your TV using a controller made by Google, that's an intriguing possibility.
Yeah, and it has to be said, so first a little ice water on anybody who's excited about this. They announced something very similar to this 3 or 4 years ago, and it was going to be based around Google Plus. And then the Google Play Store. Now it's primarily a function of YouTube. And Vlad Savov has a really good piece in The Verge today talking about how this is really about saving YouTube more than beating Microsoft.
Why do they need to save the most successful video platform?
Because this whole world of gamers, remember that PewDiePie started as just a guy who put a camera on himself while he was playing video games.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of video gaming stuff that is posted on YouTube after the fact. But Twitch is a kind of a scary thing. It's live. There's some live gaming going on YouTube, but that's kind of the future. And I think Google sees the ability to stream directly and integrate YouTube as a way to make it super compelling for the really high-end gamers who want to stream and do that sort of thing. They also love when there are products and services that require massive data center power because they excel in that area. They want people spending more time on the internet, not on consoles or using local files and stuff like that. Their whole sort of business model is to get people streaming from the cloud. And so this is a very Googly thing in lots of ways. But I have to also say a couple of points. One about as a nomad, as a digital nomad, this is like the greatest news ever because, you know, my kids are playing Xbox constantly and I can't, you know, when I'm traveling, I'm not going to travel with an Xbox, even though my younger son has done that. So I'm just like, I can't play these games. They're playing these massive multiplayer online games. And I'm just like, oh, that's nice. I don't have any ability to do that. With this, I should be able to do that in most cases if I can find the internet speeds. And it's not just nomads who don't want to buy a console, don't have the space for a console, et cetera. It's great. It's going to be great, probably, to play these kind of AAA games on a phone, a tablet, Chromebook, or whatever. It's also a great thing for Chromebooks in general because they've optimized this thing for Pixel. Remember, they sort of beta tested the Assassin's Creed game for a while with select Pixel users. I actually signed up for it immediately but couldn't play it because I was in Italy or something. It was only for US users, I think. So that's really cool. Regarding the Microsoft being way ahead, I don't really necessarily think that they are way ahead. Microsoft is way ahead in terms of gaming titles, but I think Microsoft has a long way to go before they could stream them and essentially deliver them to people who don't have the console, who don't have an Xbox sitting there.
Maybe they could do it, but they may not be incented to since they make consoles and PCs.
Right.
That may not be their business model, but they certainly have Azure Cloud. And, yes. You know, I mean, you've got three big players here with big cloud services, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. All three mm-hmm. have a foot in this space. Amazon owns Twitch, so they very much have a foot in this space. Right. I don't think that this is just Google saying, here's what we'd like to do. There's no...
Yeah. No. Having said that, I mean, I think they could do something. It's not going to be as good as that what they showed for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a demo.
Well, it also ignores a critical factor that's out of Google's control, which is the last mile. And, some people have a great experience. People with great bandwidth and low latency will have a great experience. And then the vast majority of Americans will have a terrible experience. And now, Stacey, there is something that you are into that this is relates to is I imagine some of this is the hope that 5G will solve that last mile problem for more people. But that's a long way off, right?
Well, yeah, and it's not going to be okay. Depending on how 5G works, you're going to have it convert to Wi-Fi in your house. I'm trying to think logistically because the massive spectrum that we're going to use for fixed wireless 5G service, to get the capacity they need, you're going to need a lot of megahertz. You're going to be using some of those upper gigahertz spectrum. That doesn't penetrate walls. So you're going to have something outside your house that's going to funnel that into your Wi-Fi network. So logistically, that's what that's going to look like.
I'm sure Google wants to see people doing this on an Android device out and about, too, if you had the bandwidth.
Yeah, but
honestly, there's about 18 players in this, including some non-big companies. And frankly, this was tried years ago. A company called OnLive did this. And the problem OnLive had was that they didn't have enough servers because there was a lot of use during peak hours and very little use during off hours. And they didn't want to keep all those servers online. This is a problem Google will not have.
Maybe Google's doing this to get a killer app for its gigabit internet, and I know it doesn't want to do fiber anymore, or the fiber kind of faltered.
That's the big question. Like, if you knew you were going to do this, wouldn't you have pushed fiber harder?
Well, I mean, the investors didn't want them to push that harder. And they also ran into technical troubles in the way they were doing it. They did it in a very googly way, which was they were like, we will build the fiber loops around cities. That is our plan. And we will invent a new technique. And then that didn't work out so well. So they're like, we will try something else. Right. And that didn't work out well. And then they were like, never mind.
And by the way,
they also were not getting the subscribers. That's the other thing.
Right. When I talk to real users like my wife, what always comes up now when Google announces something new is, well, how long before they kill that? Google has really created a reputation, and not just with geeks, but with real world people inbox just went under, right? Of just killing things kind of randomly. And that doesn't help. So that's why I think Microsoft has a huge head start. They're already in the gaming space. They're in it to stay. They could have killed Xbox a long time ago when they struggled against PlayStation, but they didn't. They have a lot of titles. They have a studio. Google's announced a studio, but they haven't announced any titles or even... all they have is Jade Raymond, who is a legend in the business. She's running the studio, but they've got to convince developers to develop games for this non-existent service. If you think end users have to take a leap of faith, developers have the same problem. You mean I'm going to develop a game for this service? Who knows if it'll launch? And if it does, who knows how long it's around? If I'm a developer, I say, I'm going to stick with Sony and Microsoft. Thank you very much.
I really think they will be and should be a different set of games because the sort of the best, greatest hits Xbox games are always going to be better on PlayStation, Xbox, et cetera, on consoles.
And PCs, by the way. Steam on PCs is going to totally dominate that. But
totally.
So this is not going to appeal to anybody who already has an Xbox or PlayStation or a gaming PC. It's going to appeal primarily to people who don't have any gaming hardware right now.
It's going to improve casual gaming.
Yeah.
For casual gamers. And so
that's not how Google was pitching it though yesterday. No. It felt like they were going after the AAA titles.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they will exist, but if you really are into gaming, you're not going to want to do that streaming. And there's going to be latency. There will be latency. And it's going to vary based on a whole bunch of things. This, by the way, is another kind of punch in the nose to rural users who always get shafted in terms of
one more thing the world.
Exactly. So it's really problematic on that score. However, I can see up and coming game companies or innovative game companies or even the big game companies developing games, optimizing them for streaming, not just converting old titles to streaming, but optimizing games. And so hopefully I'd like to see it become a new, look at the difference between console gaming and smartphone games. They're night and day. For the most part, the most popular games on smartphones are not the console style games. They're more like word games and, silly cartoony type, get your mind off of, you're standing in line at the DMV type of distraction games.
I was playing that game the other day.
yes. But I'd love to see streaming games sort of occupy the space between,
I have to point out, though, there is one AAA title that people play on consoles, they play on PCs, and they play just as avidly on mobile devices, and that's Fortnite. And I think that, truthfully, Google's prayer is that they can get the next Fortnite. One of the things they talked about was a battle royale Fortnite-style game with 1,000 players. They talked about cooperative gaming that they can do uniquely well because the servers are co-located, high-end gaming hardware next to each other. And so you at home can play a cooperative game and everybody can have a different device, for instance. And the latency between game instances is zero. So I think that's what I honestly think that's what Google's just crossing their fingers for. Who knows? Maybe they have something in development. The problem is you can create something doesn't mean it's going to be as successful as a Fortnite. But if they that could be the make it or break it for Stadia is just some game that you can only play on Stadia that everybody in the world wants to play. And, they do have a game kind of like that with Pokemon Go. Harry Potter Wizards Unite's going to be like that. They need a title that just takes the world by storm, and then
they need to get lucky.
They need to get lucky.
They need luck.
That's probably the best way to say it. They need to get lucky.
Yeah.
Here's what we asked a 14-year-old gamer, Karsten Bondi's son Zach. Karsten asked him what he thought, and he said one. He talked about the beginning where CEO Sundar Pichai took the stage and said, "I'm not a gamer." He said, "It's incredibly dumb to start off your gaming presentation with your CEO saying the words, 'I'm not a gamer.'" I kind of agree. And I have to say, that's an excellent point. It doesn't set the stage. Gamers are looking at going, "Well, screw you." Number two, why did they announce a gaming system without any games? Even the one game they said they were going to have, a Doom update, they never showed any gameplay from. During the keynote, they confirmed Doom, which is already playable on literally anything. This is Zach's thought. Literally playable on anything that even vaguely resembles a computer, including, by the way, there's Doom versions for the Apple Watch and the iPod. They have no exclusive games. The only first-party title Google has ever launched, do you know what it is? It's the one Sundar Pichai said is the most played game of all time. The dinosaur game, which you get when you get a 404 on a website.
That is awesome.
And by the way, you can't play it on Stadia because your internet would be down. And Zach is smart, Karsten. Let me know when he's old enough for us to hire him. Number three, if your system is dependent on an internet connection, it looks really bad when your announcement live stream glitches out twice in an hour and you don't even bother to fix it in your YouTube video. So this is what he's talking about, and we noted this when we were watching the event. This was, everybody saw that. And by the way, first of all, the cameraman's butt is in the shot. It's frozen and glitched, and this was for everybody watching it. They didn't even bother to edit that out of the announcement on YouTube. 1.3 million people said, "Well, if that's how good it is, I ain't playing it." That happened several times. So if you can't stream a video, you can't. How are you going to stream a game? So Zach concludes, maybe the dinosaur game will be playable on Stadia after all. Final judgment, worst game system announcement ever. But I knew that. In fact, I even said, Carson, I don't know if you remember this, during the event, I said, I could tell you right now, I can hear the hate from the gaming community, who are notoriously fickle anyway and are quick to jump on anything they feel is not, you know, whatever, game-ish. But that's not who this is for. This is not for current gamers, I don't think. I don't think that's the goal. But the question is, for anybody? And we know it's not for Stacey Higginbotham.
Nope. I don't game. I mean, I'm excited from a technical perspective. Like,
you've never, like, on your phone played, like, Scrabble or anything?
I used to play Words with Friends way back in the day.
That's a game.
Well, yeah, and I play board games. I don't play games on my computer. I played Myst a long time ago.
You're not a gamer. Have you played the dinosaur game?
I've seen people playing the dinosaur game. Does that count?
Yeah.
See, there's a future
if my internet's down, gaming. I go read a book.
So it's so funny because there really is, and I am very guilty of this, but there really is a reality distortion field in these keynotes. And I always have to kind of pinch myself, slap myself on the wrist while I'm watching them, because they're always, you know, if they're well done, they're exciting. And you watch them and you go, this is great. I can't wait to get this. And then as you get farther and farther from the event and the real questions seep in, you start to realize maybe that's not so great.